All right, it is 8:40 Tuesday morning. This is when we talk about money in the morning with Dave Betts from Ameriprise Financial. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. We actually have sunshine in downtown Port Huron for a change.
Isn't that nice? Yeah, you don't have that north wind cutting through you, no rain out there. That's fantastic. Rough day on the market yesterday.
We did have a rough day in the market yesterday. Obviously, we've got some issues going on with the trade tensions ramping up between the United States and China. It's causing some turbulence in the market. I think it's one of these, we just got to be patient and wait it out a little bit, let the cooler heads prevail, and we're throwing tariffs back and forth at each other, but I think there's a good chance that we'll find a way to iron this out, and yeah. I think we're just going to wait this one out.
We want to talk today a little bit about how to manage your finances when one parent decides to stay at home. And I, you know, as I was thinking about this, Dave, I was thinking, a generation ago, when I was a kid, it was not unusual for, you know, mom to stay home and dad went to work. And now most households are double income households, aren't they?
I think you would say that most households are, in fact, double income. But I think it's become in vogue again to kind of have one parent stay home.
Mm-hmm.
I think in back in our day kind of thing, there was a lot of, you know, moms that stayed home with the kids and dad went off to work. And that's definitely changed. And I think you know, there's a lot of times now where dads are staying home and the moms are going to work. So, yeah. I do think there's a lot of people out there that are considering going down to one income home when the children come around. And I think it's one of those things. It's a good idea just to kind of chat about some of the basics when we do go from potentially a two income family down to a one income family and what kind of adjustments that means.
I mean, one of the reasons once babies, you know, that changes everything, even for parents that say, well, nothing's going to change. But you start looking at the cost of daycare. You start weighing that against, you know, wanting to be home with your kids. And it makes sense for some moms to stay home, or dads, as you said.
Yeah, really, it does. And, you know, as talking from as someone with three children, three beautiful daughters at home, it changes your life in a big mm-hmm. way. And they grow up really, really fast. So, you know, it's one of those things we want to prepare for, because if you think about it, almost one in five American families with children have one parent that stay home. And when I saw that statistic, that was a little surprising. I didn't realize it was even that high. But yeah, so we're talking one in five have one parent staying at home. So, and some people make that decision consciously, like you have children and you sit down with your spouse and you say, you know, maybe we should think about one of us staying home with the kids and the other one continuing to work. And for some people, it's not a conscious decision. You know, maybe their job got phased out. Maybe their job, maybe they're going through some sort of underemployment where they realize by the time I, you know, work, you know, less than full time and pay for daycare and so forth, we're really not making much money from my job. So maybe it'd be better for me to stay home. But becoming a one income household can be a big change in your cash flow. And it's just something that we need to talk about and making some plans around.
And that's the first thing you got to do when your cash flow is reduced. You got to adjust your spending, right?
Yeah. So adjusting spending to fit your new lifestyle is, you know, number one thing that you want to look at. That's the elephant in the room question, is whether you can make changes to your lifestyle to accommodate that decrease in income. Because all of a sudden we went from, you know, two incomes potentially down now to one. And some things are going to change. So we've got to, you know, there's going to be some expenses that go down. You know, we're not going to pay for daycare potentially. We're not paying for maybe commuting. We're not paying for, you know, maybe you can go down to one car or something. There may be some expenses that can maybe decrease, but then there's going to be some increased expenses as well. Entertainment, food, those types of things are going to go up. So, and especially when we have one income family, we always talk about the importance of an emergency fund. And we typically say we want to have somewhere in the neighborhood of 3 to 6 months worth of living expenses setting aside in a savings account for emergencies. I think when you go down to a one income family, we probably want to increase that. And maybe we want to look at somewhere 6 to 9 months, maybe as much as 12 months of cash reserve setting aside. And the reason for that is, if you think about it, if you only have one income and you lose that one income, if the one spouse who is working becomes disabled or gets laid off or their job is eliminated, whatever the case may be, we need to be able to survive for an extended period of time before we can maybe get one or both of us back to work.
Yeah, those are important things to consider. Something else, too, whenever you have a big change in your family, is to review your insurance coverage.
Yeah, I think, anytime there's a major life change, a divorce, a new baby, a job change, if we're going down from two incomes to one, I think that's a perfect time to reevaluate our insurance coverages. We want to look at your life insurance, your disability insurance, your health insurance, all of those different things. Because if we might think that the one parent who's staying home doesn't need any coverage. Well, but if you think about it, if the person who is the stay-at-home parent becomes ill, becomes disabled, or passes away, we need to be able to, you know, have some insurance in place to take care of those things, right? because they're serving a role, certainly. You know, maybe they're not earning a wage, but if they become disabled and aren't able to take care of the kids, well, now we have daycare expenses again. If they pass away and aren't able to take care of the kids, now we have potentially daycare expenses again. So we need to make sure that we're insuring them. Just because they're not working in the working world, they're still working and they're still providing a service that if they're not able to do it, we need to find somebody else that can, and those, you know, those usually will cost money.
If your household goes from two incomes down to one, that may also affect your tax strategy too.
Yeah, absolutely. When you look at your tax strategy, now all of a sudden we're talking about income decreasing. So we might want to take a look at, now that we have a lower income, maybe we're in a lower marginal tax bracket. So we want to look at how that revised tax rate might affect your retirement investment strategy. The other thing you think about is from a standpoint of the amount of money you're being withheld from your paycheck. So now that if we're into a one income family, our income has gone down, maybe our tax bracket has gone down, maybe we can have a little bit less tax withheld from each one of our paychecks. So we want to take a look at our tax strategy for sure.
Your savings are going to be affected too in terms of you know, how you are saving for retirement. So if you had two 401ks, maybe you're down to one now. If you had two incomes, now you've only got one. It's going to change your long-term savings.
Yeah, I mean, we want to revisit those plans for sure and take a look at the key goals that we're savings for. But just because you become a one-income household doesn't mean you can overlook your long-term financial goals. We still have to set aside money for things like retirement, building college funds for the kids. Maybe we're saving up money for a new home. So, it's prudent to keep those plans on track. So we want to say maybe we have to reduce the amount that we're saving in those. But I think it's we have to be very careful maybe not to eliminate that savings altogether. So maybe we make a plan to reduce the contributions in the near term with the idea that maybe we can ramp them up a little bit later. But you got to remember that even a modest amount saved on a regular basis can add up over the years.
We've talked before about how important communication is when it comes to household finances. And this would be a case where both parents need to be on the same page. If one of the parents is going to go back to work once the kids are, say, in school or once the kids are older, both parents need to have the same understanding, right?
I think this is certainly an instance in almost all instances of our married life when it comes to finances. We want to make sure we're on the same page, but this is one of the big ones. We want to make sure we're on the same page because we want to make sure that the husband and the wife, whichever one is going to stay in the workforce, whichever one's going to be taking care of the kids, we want to make sure that the one who's staying home and the other one have basically an understanding of when the other one might return to work, right? So if you're staying home with the kids, but let's talk about when we're going to go back into the workforce. Mm-hmm. Are we thinking about doing that when the youngest one gets to kindergarten and now we have them in school full time? Are we going to wait till they can drive themselves to school? Are we going to wait till everybody's graduated from high school and then return to the workforce? Or are we never returning to the workforce? So we want to make sure that we have those conversations because we don't want to assume that we know what the plan is and then the other one has a different plan altogether. So I think it's important that we're both on the same page as to if and when the person who's taking a step back out of the workforce, when will they return to the workforce? Because one of the things you think about is if you're in the kind of a job and you're stepping back from your job to take care of the kids, maybe you got to keep up your continuing education. Maybe you got to keep up your licensing. You know, what types of things do you maybe need to keep going so that when you're ready to return to the workforce, we don't have to start from scratch?
All things are possible. I think a lot of people say, well, there's no way that we could go down to a single income. You may need to do something as drastic as looking for a new home. You may need to downsize where you live. It might just be simple alterations, but it can be done.
Yeah, I think with the proper planning, almost anything can be done, but you're right. It may require some sacrifices, and maybe once you sit down and take a look at the big picture, maybe there's some sacrifices you're just not willing to make, and that makes the decision a little bit easier. But I think if you are going to go down that road, I think it's important that you look at some of these, you know, basic strategies that you and I have talked about and make sure that, again, we're mapping out a game plan and make sure that both the husband and the wife are on the exact same page as far as what we're doing, why we're doing it, and when we're going to make changes.
Yep. Crunch the numbers, talk about it, and then contact a financial advisor. And if somebody wants to contact Dave Betts at Ameriprise Financial, how do they go about doing that?
My office is located right downtown Port Huron at 527 Huron Avenue, and the phone number is 810-987-5370.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, Paul.
Dave Betts from Ameriprise Financial, Money in the Morning on this Tuesday here on WPHM. It's 8:50 now.